There's nothing quite so beautiful as a church decorated for Christmas. The trees and the lights, the wreaths and the ribbons, the poinsettias, red and white, all around us like the heavy coat we would normally wear in the closing days of December. The decorations draw us close and draw us in and even draw our eyes to the familiar statues of the familiar scene of that familiar family in Bethlehem. There is nothing quite so beautiful as a church decorated for Christmas. Some years ago, while I was still in seminary, it was part of my job at my home parish while I was visiting to help decorate the church for Christmas. Now, the wonderful team of decorators determined rather quickly that the most helpful contribution that a visiting seminarian could make to decorate the church for Christmas was to have me carry boxes, untangle lights, and stay completely out of the way. They knew exactly what they were doing, and praise God, I followed their directions. One of the great ladies came up to me as we were unpacking the boxes with the figures for the nativity scene. There was Mary and Joseph, the baby Jesus and the angels, and the statues of the shepherds. She looked at the statue of the shepherd, and then she looked at me, and she said, "This is your last Christmas with us this way. In a few months, you'll be a deacon, and in 18 months, you'll be a shepherd. You'll have the rest of your life to be a shepherd. Enjoy this Christmas as a shepherd boy. Come to the manger as a child one last time. It's safe here. We will keep watch for you. Come to the manger. Come as a shepherd boy. Come as a child to Bethlehem. But I want to grow up. I want to get to work. I want to take my place and make my mark. I have stuff to do and I have plans. Thank you, dear lady, for your advice. But I don't have any more time to be a child. Come to the manger. Come as a shepherd boy. Come as a child to Bethlehem. But I have to grow up. I have responsibilities. I have a car payment. I have to worry about health insurance. I have a paper to write and books to read. I have to learn how to cook and how to eat healthy food. I have to worry about bills and debt and retirement planning. I have the future to worry about. I have to grow up. I just don't have another moment to be a child. Come to the manger. Come as a shepherd boy. Come as a child to Bethlehem. But I want to grow up. But I have to grow up. But I want to go to the manger. I want to go as a shepherd boy. I want to go as a child to Bethlehem. I want to be small enough. I want to be little enough that I can stand on the tips of my toes and peer into the manger. I want to see the baby whom the angels sing about. I want to see the baby whom the prophets announced. I want to see the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. I want to be a child so that I can see the child of Bethlehem. And maybe you do too. Maybe you want to come to the manger. To come as a shepherd boy or girl, to come as a child to Bethlehem, no matter how long ago you grew up. Maybe every moment of every hour of every other day of the year, you want to grow up and you have to grow up. But for this time, for this moment, stand on the tips of your toes.
and look into the manger. See the baby who loves you. Come to the manger. Come as a shepherd boy or girl. Come as a child to Bethlehem. The angels will sing. Your shepherd will keep watch. It's safe here. Amen.